Uktzin Paragimel Mishnah Hei Lezecher Nishmas El Yakam Ben David. At this point, we have descended into a list of different naturally grown organic items, and whether or not they are Makabel Tumah. And so, we continue. Hakosht, which is a kind of spice called Kastas that was used in, as you know, if you say in the morning karbanas, they were used in the ketores, in the incense that was offered in the Beis HaMikdash. So kosht v'hachemes, which is something called amomum, which is a kind of aromatic herb. Some say ginger, some say cinnamon. V'rashe besamim, and the main besamim, certain select top level, when you go to buy them in Whole Foods, they're going to cost you $12.99 for a little tiny bottle. Hatia and crowfoot, the hachiltis. Hachiltis was, again, a kind of acrid, bitter herb that was used as a spice. We have seen some of these before in the course of Taharas. The hapilpilin and pepper, the chalos charia and safflower lozenges. So all of these items, these are various spices that are used. Nilkachim bekesef meiser. You can buy them using meiser sheni money, because we know that meiser sheni money is supposed to be bought with food and drink only. And it says b'chol asher ta'aven nafshecha, everything that you desire, oxen, sheep, wine, strong drink, other things. So we say it's got to be comestibles, edibles. The spices in the Mishnah enhance the food, so they are considered to be edible as well. Ve'enom mitam in tumas ochlim, div Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, they are not susceptible to tumas ochlim, because even though they are considered food for Meister Shani money buying purposes, they are not considered to be food for tuma. You don't eat them as they are, you use them to season other things. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri im nilkach mikesef Meister, ne'ma enom mitam in tumas ochlim. If you can buy them with Meister money, that means they're food. So why would they not be makabel tuma the way tumas ochlim are? Ben einam mitam tumas ochlim aflam lo yilachu because of meiser. And if they are not susceptible to tumas ochlim, that means they're not food. So if they're not food, you shouldn't be able to buy them with meiser sheni. And so, in fact, the halacha paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's objection, and we paskin that they are not susceptible to tumas ochlim because they're not food, and as a result, they cannot be bought with meiser sheni money because, again, they are not food. Mishnah vav, hapagin v'haboser, unripe figs and unripe grapes. Rabbi Akiva mitami tumas ochlim. Rabbi Akiva says that they are considered edible, and so they are in the category of things that could become tamei ochlim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, mishe yavo la'onas ha-maisers. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, only when they reach the season when they become liable to trumas and maisers. When is that? So we learned way back in Masechta Maisers, back in Zeroyim, so if we're going to continue on two Mishnayos a day, we'll get around to it again very shortly. We learned that they are susceptible to Maisers. They enter the Maisra season, figs when they start to ripen, and grapes when they reach a certain level of ripeness, so the kernels are visible through the skin. You can see the pits. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says only then are they considered food, but we don't paskin like him. Peritzei zeisim va'anovin. The hard olives and grapes, they turn so hard that when you're pressing them, they are more like hockey pucks than they are like fruit, and they spoing right out from under the beam. They zing out and slip out and won't be squashed because they're too hard to do that. So Beishamai mitanu beisol mitaren. So Beishamai say they are tame. They are edible at this stage, and so they are makabel tumas ochlim. But Beisol said, no, you're not going to eat a little rock-hard olive like that. So he says that they are not makabel or transmitting tumas ochlim because they're not really ochlim. Haketzach, black cumin, which is a kind of seeds that they put like the black seeds on rye bread. So Beishamai mitanu beisol mitamim. So Beishamai say that they are makabel tuma. They are not makabel tuma. Beis Shammai is actually a mekhil on this one. They are metahir because they're not really food. But Beis Hillel says that they are in the parsha of tumas ochlim because they are an accessory to the bread and to other foods, and so as a result they're considered ochlim. And the same machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel applies v'chein lemaisros the same way that Beis Shammai says you don't need to be ma'aser, black cumin, these seeds, because they're not edible. But Beis Hillel says they are edible, so they are just as susceptible to ma'aser as any other foodstuff.